A Jewish Journal article. Four NY synagogues vandalized. Four New York synagogues were vandalized over the weekend. The instances of vandalism occurred at the Chabad of Riverdale, Conservative Synagogue Adith Israel of Riverdale, Riverdale Jewish Center and Young Israel of Riverdale. According to the Community Security Service, CSS, all four instances of vandalism were perpetrated by the same individual, and they all involved the smashing of windows. From a security perspective, we are concerned that Jewish institutions are being harassed or vandalized for the third consecutive time in 1 week, Evan R. Bernstein, the CEO and National Director of CSS, said in a statement. The eyewitness accounts of our volunteers, coupled with footage of the alleged perpetrator days before committing the acts, represents a clear desire to inflict harm on the Jewish community. The Bronx's Jewish community, however, should be reassured that the CSS is monitoring the situation closely and that its trained safety and security volunteers are on the front lines to work with law enforcement to ensure the highest level of security for its Jewish institutions. The New York Police Department, NYPD, tweeted out a photo of the suspect from security footage. According to the Dark Wire news site, a fifth incident of vandalism occurred on April 26 at the Riverdale Jewish Center. New York politicians condemned the vandalism. Governor Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat, said in a statement that he was appalled by the vandalism and that he is directing the New York State Police Hate Crimes Task Force to help the NYPD. We stand with Jewish New Yorkers, an essential part of the fabric of our state, as we do with all victims of bigotry, and I look forward to seeing this investigation resolved quickly, he said. Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, similarly tweeted, "We are angered, saddened, and disturbed to hear of the anti-Semitic hate crimes in Riverdale. Riverdale is an inclusionary, accepting and loving community. Riverdale is a resilient community, and hate has no home there, or anywhere in our district, state, or country." Jewish groups also denounced the vandalism. A truly disturbing string of hashtag anti-Semitic attacks in the Bronx this weekend, with multiple shuls the target of violence, the Anti-Defamation League tweeted. At ADL underscore NYNJ is hard at work with the Jewish community and at NYPD hate crimes to assist in bringing the individual responsible to justice. The American Jewish Committee similarly tweeted, these attacks remain all too frequent. We cannot allow anti-Semitism to become the new normal. Stop Anti-Semitism also noted in a tweet that the vandalism occurred the morning of the various rallies to support justice for Sarah Halimi, the Jewish woman who was murdered in France. We demand those responsible are fully prosecuted with hate crimes.